3JCA.
Heard you on the radio at 7:30, but I was busy.
I laid back down, took a nap.
Thing to do. Yeah, I got up, fixed some breakfast, and I actually got my day started early for once.
I didn't realize that when I saw your picture hanging, I didn't realize you got the same sidecar that I got.
I couldn't find one that I wanted you, so I got a refurbished one for a decent deal.
Well, it looks good there. It'll look even better next to that 525. But did you ever send him a message on Discord?
Roger, I talked to him last night.
Are you going to put you on the list?
Yeah, he put me on the list, and I've been watching some training videos and playing around with some of the putty stuff and working on my own network at the house just to get familiar with it.
That's what I was reading. I was reading the manual on it yesterday, and you said, you found some training videos on YouTube?
Yeah, they're just intro videos, but it gives you some pointers and some steps and how to start out logging in through PuTTY and everything else. And one of the pointers that it did give is PuTTY operates all in Linux commands. So go ahead and print out a master sheet of Linux commands, which I did.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's KO4. Just want to drop in and say for a second, if you guys want me to make an announcement for the club, please let me know. If not, that's okay. I'm just saying. If that's what you want, just let me know. We'll push it out.
KO4NUE N4JVM. Once he's got everything back up and working tickets, then I'll get with you and Ann and anybody here Pickens that's wanting to get involved with it, then I've probably got a handset for them.
Okay, just didn't want to mess up your conversation. Y'all go ahead. It's KO4NUE cleared. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chad. Which manual are you studying, Richard?
When I actually downloaded it last night for the 64-bit, because I use Windows right now, and I downloaded the SSH Telnet one, because that one's more secure than the other two options, is my understanding. So I downloaded it, and then there's a manual, the documentation for that. And I'm all, let's put it this way, it's a lengthy documentation. But I started reading that yesterday.
Roger. Yeah, it's for Windows only that he's got this set up. The Linux and iOS operating systems, you cannot log into the hotline with.
Basically, it opens up a window. It's a secure shell socket. You know, it's like a Telnet window. And it's just like logging in using the SSH on your PyStar. But you're using Windows.
Roger. Yeah, I've already figured that part out.
Yeah, I just found a three-part tutorial for beginners for PuTTY, and then I found a couple other ones. I'm going to look at those here today.
On YouTube?
Yes.
It's probably the same ones that I was watching. It's a kid that's actually in college for that stuff. And he starts out by showing you how to log in and everything into the university's server that they use for the students, and that's how he demonstrates everything.
I'll let you know there. And then you went out and got a list of Linux commands?
Roger. I just did the master sheet. It was like three pages with columns on both sides of all the master Linux commands. You don't need all the master commands, but as I'm getting deeper, so I wanted everything.
I'll have to get with it, because I actually, I brought up the Linux command cheat sheet thing, and it's got basic commands, file permission commands. I'm looking, I don't see just the one sheet, but I see the basic one.
a little bit of digging. If you don't find it, let me know, and I'll get a copy over there to you.
I'm just now looking now. I'm just trying to find it, like I said, into one file like you did with the three pages.
And on today.
Right now, that's about it. I'm actually trying to put together a list of how much coax I'm going to need. I'm going to try to call N0TR here in a minute and ask him about that wire that they were talking about for their antenna, for the long wire. And I'm just trying to put together a list because I got my birthday money from Sunday, and then I got my Christmas money coming here this weekend, and so I'll get together and start ordering some of that stuff.
For NUE. Hey, don't order the wire for the antenna. I got 3 miles of it up here. If that's what you want. But whatever I got, just you're welcome to.
The coax, correct?
Got the wire for the antenna itself, if that's what you're talking about.
The wire that I was going to put up there is replace the existing coax for the tri-band antenna that's there now, and then run an additional piece for the a beam, and then run another piece for the HF.
Well, I'm not at the house right now, but I'll go down there and look. Let me see what I got. I don't think I've got much, but let me confirm that before you order, and just see.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm fixing destiny, fellas. Y'all have wonderful days. K4 in UE clear.
ABM with K3JCA.
JCA. So, okay, yeah, I may get with you then, Jerry, and get that list because I'm sitting here. I'm going through in the different sites that it's taken to me to. It's just showing me, like, individual sheets or, like, 10 or 8 commands on one sheet and another on another. I'm going to keep looking, but, yeah, if you've already found it, that'll make it easier.
Yeah, even if I can't pull it back up on the computer where I did last night, I'll scan in the sheets that I printed off, and I'll just email them over to you.
Okay. You're still running down south today, and then you'll stop by on the way back?
Roger. I'm headed down there right now. I'm running a little bit behind, but they'll get over it. Down there, get that done. I've got to stop on my way back through and stop and pick up my last two Christmas gifts I got to get, which won't take 10 minutes, and then I'll be over.
Well, I was going to tell you, I found a PDF cheat sheet, but it's only one sheet. So I'll show you what I found, and then we'll go from there on that list. Tom is on our air here this morning. He might be up, or he might be taking care of his girls there. N0TRKA3JCA. Be away from the radio right now. So, oh, that's another project, too, that I'm looking at. I'm thinking about, well, we talked about it last night on the hotline, but, yeah, I'm thinking about getting me a few chickens for eggs right now, and then I think when the summertime comes along, I'm going to get something that I could do, like meat chickens, and then, you know, cut them up and butcher them and then put them in the freezer. With the price of meat going up, it's probably going to be cheaper.
Roger, you going to get laying hens that are already full-grown and laying, or are you going to buy chicks and wait the 4 to 6 months till they mature to start laying?
I haven't thought about that yet. I'm going to talk to Tom about that. He gave me a name of a place where he gets his birds and so forth like that. And I was going to talk to that guy, kind of get some expert advice and so forth. But I don't want to start it now with it being the cold season because I don't have things set up to keep the birds warm. And like I said, I want probably maybe 8 to 10 birds, just enough for eggs for Sally and I. And if I have a few extra, I'll give them to the neighbors. But that's my goal, is just to do that. But then definitely the summer months there, whatever, I'm definitely going to get probably a couple of sets of birds, ones that mature in 12 weeks and the other ones are, I think it's 8 weeks and 12 weeks, but they get about 5 or 6 pounds, and then you do them like 25 at a time, and then you put them in the freezer.
Roger, yeah, come springtime, we're going to do the 8-week meat chickens, and we're going to do a bunch of them, so I know what you're talking about there. Gave you the information for in North Carolina or TR, that's the only two, or not TR, but Blue Ridge, that's the only two places I know.
Him again, he told me once before, and I wrote it down, don't know where I wrote it down at, but I do remember one of the birds, and I looked it up and so forth like that, and he recommended, I guess, that one laid eggs more frequently or whatever, or a decent size egg, so I think it was an Australop is what it's pronounced, or how you pronounce it. That's on our first break here. Let me run, and I'll be back, KA3JCA.
Roger. N4JBM clear and standing by.